For CRI News, this is Bob Jones. Chinese President Xi Jinping has met his French counterpart François Hollande here in Beijing. Topics on the table between the two leaders include bilateral trade and investment, political exchanges, as well as the forthcoming climate summit due to be held in Paris later on this year. Hollande is now in China for a two-day visit, the second one since he took over the presidency in 2012. He's expected to meet with Chinese Premier Li Keqiang and China's top legislator, Zhang Dejiang. The French president is among a list of European leaders who've recently made stops in China, including the King of the Netherlands, Willem Alexander, and the German Chancellor, Angela Merkel. China has extended its condolences over the deaths of 224 people in the Russian plane crash in Egypt over the weekend. Foreign Ministry spokesman Hua Chunying said the Chinese people stand side by side with the Russian people at this sorrowful moment. According to the spokesperson, Chinese President Xi Jinping, Premier Li Keqiang and Foreign Minister Wang Yi have sent messages of condolences to their counterparts. An Airbus A321 operated by the Russian airline Kogalym Avia crashed with no survivors in the Sinai Peninsula on Saturday morning. It was carrying 217 passengers, mostly Russians, and seven crew members. China's first homemade large passenger aircraft, the C919, has been rolled out of the final assembly line in Shanghai. The plane is designed to have 158 seats and a standard flight range of 4,075 kilometres. It has been developed by Commercial Aircraft Corporation of China, or COMAC. The C919 aircraft will make its maiden flight next year and then begin test flights for about 3 years before going into commercial use. COMAC says it has already won 517 orders from 21 customers at home and abroad for the aircraft. President Xi Jinping has expressed his congratulations to developers and called for careful preparation for a maiden flight. The commander of the United States Pacific Command, Admiral Harry Harris, is currently in China for talks with Chinese defense officials amid tensions over issues concerning the South China Sea. Harris's visit comes as the U.S. naval destroyer USS Lassen sailed within 12 nautical miles of Zhuhai Reef in the South China Sea last week without notifying the Chinese government. The intrusion prompted strong protests by the Chinese side. The Chinese Defense Ministry earlier revealed that Admiral Harris's visit was pre-scheduled before the incident. Harry Harris will spend 3 days in China. Revealed topics for discussion include personnel exchanges between the two forces and China's participation in the Rim of the Pacific military drill. China's top family planning authority has stressed that the current one-child policy is still valid until legislators ratify a new policy allowing all couples to have two children. The National Health and Family Planning Commission urged local authorities in each province not to carry out the two-child policy willfully. The ruling Communist Party of China announced the abolition of its decades-old one-child policy at the close of a key meeting at the end of October in an attempt to balance population development and offset the burden of an ageing population. A final plan for the policy change will be ratified by the annual session of China's top legislature in March. Beijing's PM2.5 density, an indicator of air pollution, has dropped by over 20% during the first 10 months of the year compared to the same period last year. Meanwhile, other indicators such as sulfur dioxide and nitrogen dioxide showed a decline also. The environmental authorities have attributed the improvement to air pollution control measures and favourable weather conditions. The city has removed some 280,000 old cars from roads, closed 315 polluting companies, and increased green area by 6,000 hectares during the first 10 months. Defence chiefs from South Korea and the United States have agreed to joint operational plans against any nuclear and missile threat from North Korea. The U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter and his South Korean counterpart Han Min-kyu held the annual defense ministers' meeting between the two countries in Seoul on Monday. The talks resulted in a joint strategy which would involve using U.S. surveillance assets to closely monitor movements in North Korea so as to hit targets in the north in times of crisis with precision striking weapons from both Seoul and Washington. For CRI News, this is Bob Jones.